The number of confirmed Ebola cases is approaching 400, as former US ambassadors to Africa criticise the US response to the outbreak as disjointed. Experts say clinical capacity alone doesn't stop an outbreak, and what's needed is a multi-sector response covering health, education, agriculture, livestock, local government and humanitarian efforts. Former senior USAID official Susan Reichler says the US response is making America more vulnerable.
The US has relinquished its role as a global health leader. Rather than convening an international coalition for a robust response, as we did in 2014, our response is disjointed, focusing on transporting infected Americans to Europe for treatment or opening a treatment facility in Kenya. By focusing only on how to keep Ebola out of the U.S., rather than stopping transmission at its source, we are making America more vulnerable.